Welcome back to part three of our conversation with Robert Suzuki.
Yeah, we've had various students apply to whether, you know, different jobs in the business for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So something that I hear from a lot of panels when I go to career panels, they often talk to professionals such as yourself of like, what are you looking for in a student? And they often talk about what they're looking for in an interview. They're saying, oh, I really want somebody who's committed and hardworking and really passionate about what they're talking about. And I feel like that's much easier to talk about in an interview. But on a resume, when you're looking at a student's resume and you're like, this is the person that I want to then go on to the next level, which is an interview. When you're looking through a resume, what, in your opinion, distinguishes a good resume versus a not as good resume? Who's somebody where that stands out to you if I want to interview this person versus I'm probably going to pass that person up?
Yeah, definitely storytelling.
Okay.
And demonstrating passion to something. Mm-hmm. Students or people new into their professional careers, right, aren't going to have necessarily tons of experience.
Yeah.
Granted.
Yeah.
But everyone can tell a story. Mm-hmm. About their past, about what their aspirations are, a story about why they show up and why they want to contribute to your business. Like, mm-hmm. I want to see that story, whether it's, yep, the resume, the cover letter, or in the interview. If you can be a good storyteller about who you are, why you want to contribute, like what's your personal why, what's your personal mission, and how that relates to the mission of our business, mm-hmm. that will set you apart. And then more tactical, like I want to find someone's passion project, okay, on their resume or their cover letter. And I don't care what that is about, but I just want to see that this person is curious. Mm-hmm. They are a little bit nerdy into this like subject, whatever, mm-hmm. it is that you love or are passionate, yep, about. Like, I want to see you exploring that, spending time with it. And it doesn't have to be related to work at all. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a panel interview recently for a new manager of talent attraction, and we had great candidates. And the candidate we ended up selecting is super passionate about figure skating. She's an adult, okay, figure skating champion. She's like, yeah, the number one adult figure skater on the East Coast.
Oh,
and that, yeah, has, yeah, no relevance to selling juice or hiring people or, mm-hmm. anything like that, but it just sets her apart because she has this great passion. She mm-hmm. pursues it. She's dedicated to it, and it adds to her professional brand and her story.
Yeah,
and that's super exciting to me.
Yeah.
If someone's passionate about something, they're going to be passionate about work.
Yeah,
most likely.
So, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
storytelling and passion.
Oh, wonderful! Thank you. And like I said, that's kind of a new question that I'm folding into these interviews, because that's where our students who are listening are at. They're kind of those undergraduate or recent graduates who are kind of transitioning and trying to break into fields. So kind of to jump off of that point, if a student is undergraduate at USC, recently graduated at USC, what kind of tips, tricks, advice, pitfalls, other things would you recommend or do you have for somebody who's trying to get into that HR managing people space?
Yeah, I mean, I think it applies to any role you're looking to enter, right? Like, mm-hmm. the tips and tricks, I think, you know, do your research on who you're, mm-hmm. interviewing with, find them on LinkedIn, find their, mm-hmm. corporate profile, you know, do the Google search, try to understand them as much as you can. Where, yes. did they go to school? Where have they worked? What kind of roles have they had? Mm-hmm. You know, do they have an alma mater that you can speak to? Mm-hmm. You know, did they go to USC? Did they go to UCLA? Understand them. Take the time to do your research on the people you are interviewing with. Mm-hmm. And then, again, going back to the storytelling, find something about the job that you can tie to your own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I recently was coaching a student. They were kind of like me, like they didn't really necessarily know where they wanted to start their, yep. their job search. When I happened to speak to him, he was interviewing or was preparing to interview with an insurance company, and he was going to be on the adjustment side,
yeah,
and in working on work comp. So when you get hurt on the job, and I said, well, you know, think about your own background and your own experience. Have you ever had experience with a work comp injury? And he's like, actually, I did. I this one time I got hurt working at a high school job, and it was a terrible experience. They didn't know where the paperwork was. It took me forever to follow up. I had to pay my own medical bills and submit it for reimbursement, on and on. I said, well, use that experience in your story. Like, that showed you how it could be so much better. And yeah, that's motivating you to go have this interview with this insurance company, and you want to make the workplace better for everyone, and tie it into your own personal life and tell the story about why you're passionate about this industry. I mean, he created this story in about 5 minutes. You know, prior to that, he didn't realize how passionate it was about insurance, mm-hmm, or adjustment. And you know, he ended up getting the job, because I think if you can demonstrate to the interviewer how you're passionate about the job and the company, and tie it into your own history through a story, that's what people remember, right? Like, yeah, you forget what someone's resume says, you remember, yeah, how they make you feel in the interview. And mm-hmm, I think storytelling is a big part of that.
Please join us for part 4 of our conversation with Robert Suzuki.